President Trump is in the hospital fighting corona. Well, some Democrats seem to be happy about this. We'll talk about this and what it means for the country on today's episode of the Mount Westmore Podcast. Okay, so we obviously saw that President Trump tested positive for coronavirus along with the First Lady. And the reaction from the left is scary to me. I mean, it should be scary to everyone, because when I'm scrolling through Instagram, I should not see posts of Biden supporters, former Hillary campaign people, saying that they hope he dies. That shows you how far into politics the left has gotten, how far our country has gone into politics. Politics is not the end-all be-all. There are way more important things in life. There are things, you know, faith, family, freedom, relationships, all of that is millions of times more important than this, than politics. It doesn't matter at the end of the day what happens. Sure, it could affect you. Sure, things like socialism completely changed the dynamic of countries, but at the end of the day, if you are grounded in something you believe in good family, in relationships, it shouldn't matter. You're building your own character. You're trying to become a better person. And to play politics like this is evil. To come out and wish death upon someone like being the president of the United States, that is awful. Why are you doing that? I don't care who you support. It is the president of the United States of America. You do not wish death on him or anyone else. I didn't support Obama. I'm not going to wish death on Obama. That is messed up. I did not agree with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I'm not going to support the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It is simple human living. Like, you are born with the idea that it is not good to kill people, that human life inherently matters. What someone does, what they say, whether you agree with it or not, does not affect their value. They are a human just as much as you are. Do not treat them like something that you could scrape off the bottom of your shoe. They have value, and so do you. Do not wish death on them. The fact that over 50% of Democrats are excited that the president has a virus is appalling. I can't imagine doing that to anyone. That is pure evil. Do not let that happen to you. Don't ever do that to anyone. Just don't do it. There's way more important things in life than politics. Just leave it alone, build relationships, and build up your legacy and build your character to the best of your ability. Okay, I wasn't planning to talk about gun control, but I think it's a lot bigger of an issue than Democrats and Republicans realize. I believe the Second Amendment is a good thing because I've just looked at history. You know, if you look at these tyrannical governments, if you look at the Nazi government, you can see Hitler, right? Hitler took away people's guns. Stalin took away people's guns. Castro, to an extent, took away people's guns, right? The first thing these tyrannical leaders do is take away people's guns. They take away your ability to defend yourself. And that is why I own guns. That is why I think it's important for everyone to own a gun and to be aware of the safety. I think people should be informed when they make that purchase. But I think they should also be able to make that purchase freely, out of their own free will. I shot some BB guns with my cousin this year just to teach him some gun safety. And I think that's super important. I think people need to learn that. But I think Democrats don't realize when they say they want gun control, when they say they want to take away your AR-15s, your 22s, your pistols, whatever, They don't realize how important that is, because during the riots, we have seen gun sales, ammunition sales go through the roof. People who have never even thought about owning a gun have bought a gun, and that is because no one feels safe. Democrats say they want to take away your guns. When people look at Biden wanting to make Beto his gun guy, people are worried. Beto was the guy that said he wants to take away all your guns. Right? That makes people not feel safe. When you go in and say, I want to defund the police and take your guns, people do not feel safe. This will be a big issue. People will vote on this issue. And I think Democrats don't realize, if they don't make a difference soon, if they don't open their eyes and realize people do not like this, you will not win. People want safety. If the government does not do their job and give people safety, people will make themselves safe. People will buy guns and make themselves safe. If you don't realize that people don't want their guns taken away, you will never win. All right, I saw a headline that the founder or owner or something at the Black Entertainment Television, BET, endorsed Trump. And he said that he believes he'll do a lot for the African-American community. And that is 100% true. I mean, look at the past 50 years. For the past 50 years or so, the Democrats have consistently gotten the majority of the African-American vote. And why are Black Americans still complaining about the same things they were 50 years ago now? Right? Like, doesn't that tell you something? Doesn't that tell you that they haven't done anything? They've had tons of opportunities. They've had majorities in the House, Senate. They've had the presidency. They've had a lot of opportunities. But they haven't done anything because they want that vote. They don't want African Americans to wake up and realize that they haven't done anything. The Republican Party was the party that freed the slaves. Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. Ulysses S. Grant was a Republican. They freed the slaves. All right. The first African-American politicians were Republicans. Tim Scott is a Republican. Does that mean he's racist towards his own race? Candace Owens, Republican. Does that mean she's racist towards her own race? Kanye West woke up. He's a Republican now. Does that mean he's racist towards his own race? These people are waking up. And more people are every day. They realize that the Democrat Party hasn't done anything for anyone for the past 50 years. There was no big flip of the parties. The Republicans have always been the pro-people, pro-America party. Let's stop saying Black Americans or white Americans, okay? We're all Americans. That's all that matters. We all are in it together. We're all in this one big melting pot experiment of a country together. Let's stop just spreading all this division. The Republicans want to make unity. The Democrats want to divide. It's as simple as that. That is why I support the Republican Party. That is why I support Donald Trump. And I think that is why other people are waking up and seeing the lies that the Democrats continue to share. So I think we'll be looking at Trump again for the next 4 years. And I hope we do. Because I hope America comes together and realizes we're all one family and we become patriotic. And yes, I hope we make America great again. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast today. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to follow and share with your friends. And I will see you guys next Sunday.